No one can outgive God. Not only does he give abundantly, but he gives excessively. What he gives is always more than we bargained for or asked. This is the generosity that we see of God throughout the Bible. Hannah prayed for an end to her misery of barrenness. God gave her a great prophet and judge. The widow in Zarephath expected death by starvation after they cooked their last meal. God gave her lifelong abundance. Abraham and Sarai lost hope of ever having a child. God gave him a nation. The paralytic who was born by his four friends through a roof just wanted to be able to walk again. He also received forgiveness of sins. The prodigal who would have been content with being among his father's slaves received a robe, a ring, and a feast. The man lame from birth who sat at the gate called Beautiful expected a coin or two from Peter and John. He received the ability to walk in faith towards the Lord Jesus. Peter and John just expected to sit in a prayer meeting. They saw God do the impossible. Paul expected to be a national hero before the religious establishment. God turned him into the real 12th apostle and spiritual hero for all Gentile believers. The greatest more than incident is the one that happens to all who would turn to Christ for forgiveness and salvation. The apostle Paul states it this way, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:31-39. Focus on those words, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us." One preacher gave this splendid illustration that fully explains what that verse means. He said we can picture the famous boxer, Manny Pacquiao, in the ring defending his belt. This fight turns bloody and he and his opponent are hurt and bleeding from their faces. When the fight is finally over, the judges decide and the referee lifts the arm of Manny. Manny won the fight, but Jinky, his wife, is the one who is more than a winner because she keeps the prize money, yet all she did was sit and watch as her husband goes through a life-threatening experience. That is exactly what Jesus did for us. Jesus the God-man took on the form of sinful man, withstood and conquered all temptations man can experience, endured the loneliness, the rejection, the unbelief, the ruthlessness of the Roman soldiers, the horrors of the cross, staring at death in the face, and went down into the depths to unload in hell the world's sins which he bore on that cross. All these so that all who would trust in his finished work can victoriously say, "Jesus did it for me and I'm now more than a conqueror. A conqueror of sin and death." Because all who trust in Christ have conquered what he has conquered. What about you? Friend, if you die tonight, where do you think you will end up? If you are unsure of your eternal destiny, now is the time to make your life right with God. You see, all human beings, me included, are sinners. If you would honestly assess yourself right now, you probably have lied to someone. Or taken something that did not belong to you. You might have looked at someone with lust in your heart. Or hated someone and wishing him/her evil. Or used God's name as a cuss word. If so, that makes you a lying thief, an adulterer, a murderer, and a blasphemer. I think you know where such kinds of people end up already. But God sent Jesus to earth on a rescue mission. That's what it says in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. All who turn to God in humble repentance, coming back to the Creator and ask for forgiveness, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who gave his life on the cross as payment for sin, who rose again the third day, ascended to heaven and is coming back to take all his believers with him to heaven, you can receive forgiveness for your sins and be restored into a relationship with God. All you need to do is repent, ask him to forgive you, and entrust your present and future to Jesus Christ. If you are sincere, the Bible says you are saved and made as new again. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Romans 10:9-11. You can stop being ashamed of what you've made out of your life. Guilt does not have to haunt you until your dying day. accept the offer from Jesus and the receipt his gift of eternal life today. Hurry. This offer is good only until the rapture. If you've made a decision to believe in Jesus, let me know. I wish to help you grow in your new faith in the God of the Bible whose promises never fail. Are you blessed with this issue? Well, bless others with it, too. Click on the follow button for more issues like this. Until then, God bless you.